Good morning. I'm Queen Akim, and this is the California Report. Executions could resume in California as a result of a Supreme Court decision handed down yesterday. In a 5-4 ruling, the nation's highest court upheld the state of Oklahoma's right to use a controversial lethal injection to kill people. KQED's Peter John Schuller explains.
State prison officials had been waiting for the ruling before moving forward with their own lethal injection procedures. Under a recent settlement with murder victims' families, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation now has 120 days to submit the new rules for review and approval. That has advocates on both sides of the death penalty debate predicting the return of executions in the state after nearly a decade. But Stanford law professor Robert Weisberg still expects some delays.
The actual administrative process is supposed to be resolved within a few months, just under state law. But that's before people start suing to block whatever regulations CDCR comes up with.
Weisberg says the state could fast-track the process by proposing a plan identical to the Oklahoma protocol the Supreme Court upheld. But that appears unlikely. Corrections officials say they plan to submit a single-drug protocol, not the three-drug cocktail employed by Oklahoma. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuller.
Si se puede. Yes, we can, is the well-known rallying cry of immigrant activists, many of whom were on the front lines of LA's battle for a higher minimum wage. Earlier this month, the city became the second largest in the nation to raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next 5 years. But it's unclear whether the pay hike will help undocumented workers. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief, Stephen Cuevas, explains.
Fausto Hernandez Garcia has been working at car washes like this one in East L.A. since arriving from Mexico without papers around 10 years ago. The model of cars Garcia lathers and vacuums each day may change, but his hourly pay has mostly stayed the same, right around the state minimum wage of $9 an hour. Garcia says there have also been the bosses who shorted his paycheck, betting that he wouldn't protest because he's in the U.S. illegally.
In 2011...
From 2009 until recently, I was working at a car wash where I'd work 8 to 10 hours a day, but I'd only get paid for 3 or 4 hours.
When LA's new minimum wage goes into effect next summer, it'll kick Garcia's pay to $10.50 an hour.
Right now, my grandkids always say when I come home, "Hey, Grandpa, what did you bring us?" Now I'm happy to say I can bring them something because of this increase in the minimum wage. Now, thank God, I can do more for my family here and in Mexico.
LA's wage hike will rise in stages, topping out at $15 an hour in the year 2020. It'll bump the pay of an estimated 800,000 low-wage workers. And of those people, it's the undocumented who tend to earn the least, says Tia Coons of the UCLA Labor Center.
Right now, undocumented immigrants are making some of the lowest wages in the city. And if the minimum wage is enforced, then they will benefit tremendously and disproportionately to their documented or non-immigrant counterparts.
But critics say the pay hike is too much too soon. Ruben Gonzalez of the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce says it'll force some businesses to lay off workers and others to be extra picky.
You're going to pick the employee that has the most experience and the least amount of risk.
Gonzalez predicts that people on the lowest rungs of the workforce, like the undocumented, will get squeezed the hardest.
So you're not going to give a chance to an immigrant worker who either needs to be trained or, you know, may have difficulties with their status.
Garcia says businesses who would usually fill an open spot with a minimum wage worker might instead hire an undocumented person, pay them less, and keep it off the books. But that kind of thing is already happening.
No me pagaban mis breaks de comida.
They don't pay me for food or rest breaks or for all of my overtime hours.
A worker named Pablo stitches together women's clothing in one of downtown LA's many garment factories. Pablo asks that we just use his first name because he's undocumented. He worries bosses like the one he works for will shut down or move if forced to pay workers more.
Tal vez van a cerrar porque no va a alcanzar el...
Pablo earns a little over the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour, which means his boss is already breaking the law. Employers in California must pay the higher state minimum of $9 an hour.
No hay ninguna esperanza para nosotros porque...
Well, the truth is, there's no hope for us. It wouldn't help if they were to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour. We're not guaranteed anything. I think that all the factory owners, they're in union, and there's no unity among us workers.
That's why tougher wage and workplace enforcement is key, says Flor Rodriguez. She's an organizer at the Clean Car Wash Campaign. It's among a host of nonprofit watchdog groups that's helping LA's newly created Office of Labor Enforcement reach out to low-wage workers.
And once that happens, I am confident that workers can then speak up for themselves and be able to do something to make sure that the employer complies.
Many workers have already been speaking up. A few years ago, Fausto Hernandez Garcia, the car wash worker, filed a wage theft claim against one of his former employers with the California Division of Labor Standards Enforcement.
It was a group of us. We built a case with the Labor Commissioner's office, and the worker who spoke up the most, the owner told him, "Get out, or I'll call immigration on you."
Car Wash was ordered to pay some $50,000 in back wages to three workers, but it closed shop before paying up. Garcia hopes to collect at least some of that money from a state restitution fund. Workers could also get more help when LA's own labor enforcement office opens next year, around the same time the city's new minimum wage kicks into gear. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, June 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velocic PC, San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights. BVLawSF.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.